U.S. President Donald Trump has yet again claimed credit for easing tensions between Pakistan and India, boasting that he brokered peace between the two nuclear-armed neighbors, as he cast himself as a peacemaker. Speaking at U.S.-Saudi Arabia Investment Forum, the president also reiterated that he used trade to a large extent to get the two countries to halt strikes at each other. "Just days ago, my administration successfully brokered a historic ceasefire to stop the escalating violence between India and Pakistan. I use trade to a large extent. I said, let's make a deal, let's do some trading. Let's not trade nuclear missiles, let's trade the things you make so beautifully," Trump said to applause from the audience. Speaking on India-Pakistan understanding, Donald Trump said, "Both have very powerful, strong and smart leaders. It all stopped and hopefully it will remain that way. They, India-Pakistan, are actually getting along. Maybe we can even get them together to go out and have a nice dinner. Millions of people could have died from that conflict that started off small and was getting bigger and bigger by the day." Trump is in Saudi Arabia on the first leg of his four-day trip to the Gulf region. The U.S. president also applauded the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. "Marco, stand up. What a great job you did on that.
Thank you.
Vice President J.D. Vance, Marco, the whole group worked with you, but there's a great job, and think they're actually getting along." The U.S. president, he would lift sanctions on Syria to offer it a chance for greatness after Bashar al-Assad's fall. On a state visit to Saudi Arabia primarily aimed at securing billions of dollars of investment, the billionaire president took aim both at the U.S. left and right, who he said had intervened in the region in the guise of nation builders but wrecked far more nations than they built. Trump renewed his offer for a better U.S. relationship with longtime nemesis Iran, although he warned the nation's rulers of consequences if ongoing talks with his administration failed. In his most significant announcement, Trump said he would end sweeping U.S. sanctions on Syria, in place for decades and ramped up dramatically during the iron-fisted rule of Assad, who was overthrown by Islamist-led forces in December. "I will be ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria in order to give them a chance at greatness," Trump said in a speech in Riyadh. "The sanctions were brutal and crippling," he said. "But now it's their time to shine." Trump will at least say hello to Syria's interim president, Ahmed al-Shara, in Riyadh on Wednesday, a U.S. official said. In announcing the move, Trump said he was listening to the appeals of Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who joined the crowd in cheering the announcement, as well as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey.